4 Virgin Radio morning live. It's the Chris Fage Show. He's in studio. I can't believe we got him up this early. This is amazing. I love this. Masari in studio. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, brother.
Man, you are legendary.
Yeah, for sure.
You are legendary.
Come on. Yeah, you're going to make me blush, bro.
Why
is it taking you 10 years to come to the Virgin Radio Dubai Studios?
You know what? I do apologize for taking this long, but I'm so happy that I'm here. This is definitely not going to be my last visit. I love Dubai. I love you guys. You've always been supportive, and it means the world to me, man. I'm so happy to finally be here for you.
Man, you're honestly, your music growing up obviously was amazing,
yeah.
and you're dropping some new stuff right now, which I have heard.
and I
said it gave me goosebumps. I'm not lying. It did give me the goosebumps.
Thank you, man. That's
this
amazing.
Is fab. You must be excited. New music, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I kind of got to a point where I felt like I just wanted to kind of go back to the original kind of roots,
yes.
and that vibe. And,
yes.
And I was very blessed to be able to have the support of my team, the same team that I started with. And the boys are like, you know what, man, you know what to do best. Just go in there and kill it. And I just went in there and did my thing. And this is the product that we have now.
From an artist's point of view, how important are the people around you? We talk a lot about different artists here on the radio.
Yeah.
Having that family behind you is vital, right?
It's key. The growing pains are extremely crucial,
yep.
because we sort of learn about ourselves so much when you have people around you who are extremely honest with you, and that's key. I find a lot of artists may have a difficulty growing if there's only yes men around them.
Mm.
That's the most dangerous thing you can have in your life is yes men.
Having someone around you that no matter what you say, yes, is this song good? You could be playing Rebecca Black's Friday and they say, is it good? Yes!
That's a hit. You don't want that.
I get what you mean.
But your team, correct me if I'm wrong, you've been childhood friends with your closest team
She's
members,
done
right?
Her homework. I like you.
Yeah. Pretty's a journalist, so she knows everything.
Yeah. Actually, me and Manny Dion, we go back since the age of 13. I was in grade 7. The first time I ever performed in my life on stage was at a school talent show, and he was there. So imagine with everybody else as well, with Belly and Sal, everybody from the crew. We kind of grew up together, went to elementary school together, high school together. We started the whole foundation of our music business together.
Mm.
Nobody wanted to give us a deal. Nobody wanted to hear us out. We developed our own sort of way from producing the music to distributing the music to becoming our own label. So we had to do it everything from the ground up. And if we could go back, we wouldn't change a thing because look at where the boys are sitting now. They're on top of the world.
100%. Yeah. Out of Canada, obviously representing Lebanese roots here in the Middle East. I think every Lebanese person across the world is proud as well of
Inshallah,
what you've achieved.
Man, thank you, bro.
How come I've never seen you with a bad shave?
A bad shave?
You are always, your shave is always on point. Have you learned
how phobia,
how
bro.
Do you do that? Because I've never seen a photo of like you. It's always
it's
just
so
I'm like, how did you do
never
that?
Gonna catch me slipping.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, it's always good. Are you doing it yourself? Can you do?
Yeah, you know, I got my own barber that I travel with sometimes. But at the end of the day, it's almost like you do understand that as an artist, image is 99% of
100%.
It sometimes. And grooming is very, I have a phobia of not looking right.
Wait,
morning,
what?
Afternoon, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. You know what I'm saying? Like it represents me.
Oh.
And I love the fact that anybody could be taking a picture at any given moment. I'm the last person to be like, no pictures.
Good on you, man.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? So it's like, at the same time, I make that small sacrifice to make sure that if anybody wants to take a picture, I'm never going to say no. Because in my heart, I would never say no, no matter if I had shaved or not. You know what I mean?
I get you.
Yeah.
We are going to take some calls. If you want to speak to Masari, we may be able to make it happen. 04-423-1000. Calls next. And we're going to drop your brand new single called Number One. I'm excited.